the kilt. That pleated skirt of old usually sounds like this. But why shouldn't it sound like this? I'm picking up good vibrations. There may not be many of them yet, but thousands of miles from Scotland, there's a community of daily kilt wearers, or kilters as they're known, right here in California. After all, Kanye wore one, and H&M sold them for a while. And now, on East Colorado Boulevard, there's Off-Kilter Kilts, SoCal's first multi-brand retail kilt store. Owner JT Santanzi knows all about kilt culture.
We like to refer to it as kilture. There are actually a surprisingly large number of guys out there wearing kilts. I've met a few of them since we've opened. The kilt community is getting bigger. It's, you know, kilts historically were, you know, kilts or kilt-like garments have been worn by men for centuries. It was only really horseback riding and the industrial age that got us into long pants, where we needed to protect our legs from other things. But skirts, kilts, however you want to look at them, are generally easier to make and considerably more comfortable to wear. So, you know, we're trying to bring it back.
Off-Kilter Kilts is a one-stop shop. Santanzi sells the traditional pouch called the sporran that's worn like an ancient fanny pack, and kilts for toddlers, too. He even sells the music you should listen to while wearing a kilt.
I wear no pants, I wear no pants.
We carry a selection of Irish, Celtic, and fair music. A lot of the bands from the local Renaissance Fair, we're carrying their music. We're really the only place that you can get them unless you're at the fair or seeing the band in a show.
But as a daily kilt wearer, Santanzi wasn't content with shopping for his bottom half at local Renaissance Fairs or Highland Games. The modern kilts he carries in the shop are not costumes.
Honestly, there is a kilt for every situation. We can put you in a kilt for construction work. We can put you in the kilt for office work. We can put you in the kilt for the golf course or basically anything in between.
And then it's not just the traditional kilts. You've also got, you call them utility kilts?
Yeah, the utility kilt is kind of the modern version. It's a hybrid between a traditional kilt and, say, cargo pants. The modern ones are made with a lot of storage space. The ones behind you there can actually carry almost a 12-pack of beer. That's their claim to fame.
You're wearing a kilt right now. I'd like to check one out myself. Can we walk over and check them out?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I wanted to go with a traditional kilt, so I had to pick out a tartan. That's the crisscross pattern seen on Scottish kilts. Luckily, Off-Kilter Kilts has Stephanie Harbison, resident tartan maven.
So we have everything ranging from the very traditional Wallace clan tartan, the Black Watch tartan, which is a very interesting tartan. It's actually the Scottish Army has been using it for close to 200 years, and they still use it today. It's even been seen in Afghanistan and Iraq recently. And then we've also have the more modern tartans, like the California State official tartan.
So there's an official pattern for California State.
There is, yeah. It's really pretty. It's got blue, which is representative of the Pacific Ocean and all the lakes and the rivers we have. The green is for our state parks and a lot of the iconic forests. And then we've got the red, yellow, and blue stripes, which are symbolic of the arts, sciences, and industry that are very important to California's culture.
Okay, we're in the kilt now. The first thing I'm noticing is it is about 30 degrees cooler than it is outside on a sunny California day right now. Do you get a lot of that from people?
Oh yeah, I mean I actually have different weight kilts. Kilts I wear in the summer, kilts I wear more in the winter. The poly and the cotton is perfect for Southern California, and that's really why we're trying to spread the word.
Santanzi was right. My kilt was considerably more comfortable than pants. And the tartan pattern they helped me pick out could even be traced back to my Scottish roots. But what am I supposed to wear underneath the kilt?
Well, yeah, we get this question a lot, actually. And the truth of the matter is, you wear what you want to. If you think about it, Scotland, generally cooler weather, nice green pastures and whatnot. Southern California, blazing hot, nice reflective concrete. You don't want to get sunburned in places that you don't want to get sunburned in.
Santanzi admits he still has some work to do when it comes to convincing men to ditch their pants.
We need to convince guys still that it's okay to wear a kilt, because, you know, quite frankly, they're a little still worried about it.
Tartan expert Stephanie Harbison offered one incentive.
A lot of women, myself included, think men in kilts are pretty sexy. There's just something about a guy wearing a kilt that just screams, confidence, and he knows who he is, and he's not afraid of anything. And there's been so many women that come in and just totally swoon when they see their guy in a kilt.
Swoon alert. To see a photo of me in a kilt, go to kpcc.org/offramp. For Off Ramp, I'm Robert Garova.